and welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Monday Soccer Central podcast. Why are we doing it on Tuesday? Because we love you, the listeners. You deserve this. And we thought, well, yesterday, Monday, what happens if Chelsea hold off Spurs and Leicester are crowned champions? What happens? Our podcast will be dated. You won't care about that. So we thought, let's put our lives on hold, push it forward to Tuesday to accommodate you, the listeners.
Sounds so familiar, you saying that.
Doesn't it? It's as if we just take this entire segment before the computer crashed.
That's never happened to us before.
We got to recreate the last 15 minutes of absolute gold that we had
really
done.
It really was good. It was James Sherman, Thomas Derby, Brennan Dunlop.
Yeah, you went with a Muay Thai joke next, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's up. Right.
That's why on Tuesday.
Oh, and I was promoting my
yeah, so we did it. Yeah, go ahead.
So here we go. So just to relive it, the reason we're doing it on Tuesday, actually, not Sharman's producer fourth sight, it's actually because you didn't want to miss another Muay Thai class.
But in fact, I have missed one because of this.
Oh, boy. Funny how that works.
Tomas, you still doing that?
I
am. Dragons on the downfall between Coxwell and Webbine. Fantastic.
Was it Sir Marvin?
Gym. Sir Marvin, my instructor. Better listen
I thought
to
that
this
was a word. I didn't realize it was membership. Sir Marvin. Yeah. I thought it was like a Sir Marvin.
Now you call your instructors Sir.
Sir
a lot of respect. A lot of bowing going on.
So it's a good Muay Thai place on
it's
the
fantastic.
Day of fourth?
Okay. It is. It's kickboxing, karate.
Awesome.
A bunch of martial arts.
Surprised like you Bill don't Murray make us right call you Sir.
I feel like Bill Murray right now.
Sounded better the first time.
Do.
Yeah.
Hitting the alarm
When we
clock.
Go back and listen to this, we're going to say this was a bad idea to recapture
Bill
exactly
Murray's
what
not dead, is he?
One missed.
He's no. alive. Still, right? No, he's going to die soon. Though,
he sure. plays in like every pro-am golf tournament.
Oh, that's right.
And to be honest, he'd be the perfect Claudio Ranieri right now just to slide into that role.
In the movie?
Have you not seen him? Oh, he looks just like him.
Bill Murray.
Current Bill Murray looks exactly like Claudio Ranieri.
He's got more pockmarks, hasn't he?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen him in 4K.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway, it's Lance's fault that the computer crashed.
We're blaming
Lance.
That's
the best part of this podcast. But I suspect, here's another joke. It's not really a joke, but I suspect there'll be a lot of patronizing commentary today about poor,
okay.
good old little Leicester and what they've accomplished.
I saw poor Lance struggling along in the marathon on Sunday morning. I was driving
Lance was running
along the lakeshore.
In the marathon?
And I saw Lance. Everyone
no
looked miserable. It was just soaking wet. Just Sunday morning, I'm like, this sucks. And then I literally see Lance jogging by. I'm like, poor guy. That's terrible.
Wow.
So
attaboy.
Now I don't feel so bad
that's
for you
awesome,
because,
man. Congratulations.
We lost the first 15 minutes.
Was it the full marathon, the half marathon? The full marathon, really?
Good job.
Holy crap,
good
man.
For you, man.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen you look miserable. But
nice
if I ran 40 miles or whatever the hell it is, I'd be miserable too.
What was your time? 5 hours, 40 minutes. That's good, man. Like, I'd still be running it.
I wouldn't make it.
If Leicester can win the league, us three could do a marathon.
Yeah.
That's about the odds that
that's
it would
honestly,
take for me to do a marathon.
I've never been
so.
As impressed with a colleague as I am now.
See, he purposely lost the first 15 minutes of the podcast so that we'd do it again, and this would happen. It
he
was
just
fate.
Slides in that little.
You've never been so impressed? What about the 3 years I did that radio show for free? You weren't impressed then?
I wasn't impressed. I just.
Typical punters, eh?
A disdain with the lack of self-respect you have for yourself.
So. Should we talk about Leicester?
Yeah, so patronizing comments about Leicester. They're out there right now. A lot of people are out there saying, oh, what a nice little story. Good old little Leicester achieving this. Give him a pat on the back. Bulls, 38 games, man. This is not a fluke. They deserve this championship. You don't fluke over 38 games.
They won it. They absolutely won it. They were the best team, and you can say that they're not up there amongst the best teams of all time, and you're absolutely correct, but they absolutely were the best team this season. And they, I thought we were going to sit here saying they won the title 1-0. They won a few games 1-0, but
14,
they
won 14 games by one goal.
By one goal.
Think about that. That's mental strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, but people are saying that, but you look at down the stretch and the pressure's supposed to build and people think it's tougher. And yes, they drew a couple of games, but one was against West Ham. That was that wild one. And then to go to Man United and get a point. And in between there, they crushed Swansea. They didn't look they had any pressure at all. Vardy wasn't there. They played amazing. And everyone else around them was failing. Mm-hmm. And they were the ones that were able to keep the result. They haven't lost in ages. They've lost three times this season.
It's funny. To me, it seems that West Ham draw almost stands out as being the defining moment.
Yeah, it almost galvanized.
Because we thought, they're going to lose this one. It's going to begin the slip.
Yeah.
And they got that point. And it was such an important point.
Yeah.
And you look at Tottenham. I mean, they didn't have the mental fortitude. And Dele Alli with the three-game ban, and then yesterday guys losing the plot, and they just didn't have the togetherness and that mental ability that Leicester did, and they were able to just, they were by far the best team overall, and people that thought that they were going to crumble, I mean, I think as the weeks go, started to feel more and more embarrassed because that just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and we saw Vardy with the ban, and that was stupidity. But you're right. You watched the Spurs game yesterday against this veteran Chelsea team who hate Spurs. And Chelsea knew exactly how to deal with this, and they got under Spurs' skin big time. And this young, brilliant Spurs team who are going to learn from this and are going to be better next year and could well win it next year. I really believe that. They're that good. But you watch them, you see Dembele going to get a ban for that gouge on Costa, should get an award. That joke was better the first time I said it 10 minutes ago.
It sounded good to me.
You saw Fabregas getting stamped on by Lamella, probably a ban there as well. You mentioned Ali. There were other infractions. This team just lost the plot entirely. And I give Chelsea credit for playing that game beautifully, but what a match that was. I know we said before, you want to see, you were disappointed. You want to see Leicester win it on home soil. I'm fine doing it this way. The Jamie Vardy house party made up for everything.
Yeah, I mean, the anticlimacticness of it, it would have been nice to just get to, I would have liked to have seen Spurs win and get to Saturday and Leicester have to go out there and win in front of their own fans and celebrate at the final whistle on the pitch. I mean, to have that moment. But you know what? When you look back on it weeks down the road and whatnot, we're going to have those images because they're going to happen on Saturday anyways. It's just going to be the 90 minutes beforehand is going to be a party instead of a tense, you know, grinding game to try to just get the 3 points. Instead, they're going to go out there, celebrate the whole time, and after we'll have those amazing scenes and them just, the fans in absolute delirium, which will have been for 5 days by then.
I kind of picture that match being like one of those preseason tour matches where, you know, Vardy will play 45 minutes because the fans want to see
him. I keep thinking, should you bet on Everton? But then I'm like, Leicester will probably go out and thump them because they just are going to play just so free and open and not care.
I think you're right.
You'll see Mahrez and Vardy for half an hour, and then they'll be on the sidelines throwing back pints.
What are they saving
them for, though? Well, Demarai Gray's out there scored.
What are they
saving them for? I don't know.
Save Vardy for the Euros.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You sit down.
I don't think Ranieri cares that much.
Let them celebrate.
He'll probably play him all the training and everything now. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, seeing those shots from Vardy's kitchen, there's one shot him with a Corona in his hand. I thought, oh,
yeah,
this could go wrong.
Okay.
I kept going back to that movie, Very Bad Things. You know, the big party and the bachelor party, and they kill the hooker.
Yes, I know.
I thought, this could be very bad things in real life, couldn't it?
God.
There could be some really horrible antics happening in Jamie Vardy's house. What a kitchen, though. Thing's huge.
Very nice kitchen.
At first, though, it was quite misleading.
He's not non-league anymore.
There's no galley kitchen in Jamie Vardy's house.
Yeah. At first, it was like there was like a low ceiling. I thought, oh, man, they're in some basement apartment of someone's spot. Before you see the extra video and realize, oh, they're in a palace. Yeah, it's Premier League, all right.
Oh, yeah.
It helps when Tom Jones is your dad, though, as we saw from when he was in the suite. Don't you think that guy looked exactly like Tom? I'm just assuming it was his dad.
Well,
looked exactly like Tom
Jones. I
can't
even picture it. I can't think of the image.
I can. The two nice young women.
I saw the two nice, I was probably distracted by the two nice women.
I'm still trying to find this bloody movie you were talking about. What's it called?
Very Bad Things. It's called that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Very Bad Things. It's with, who's in it?
Christian Slater.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Vince Vaughn in it,
I
believe.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's a really weird movie. It ends really strangely.
Christian Slater. It's got a sickening feeling.
It's great.
It's like The Hangover, but much earlier,
and
better,
much
darker, and rawer. Not trying to be funny, but you know what I mean? It's in that realm, right? It's like Vegas and things go, whatever, but it's not a comedy. It's more... It is, but it's dark. It's
sounds
funny.
There's no Mike Tyson cameos.
No.
There's no tigers.
It's a way better Hangover. It's what The Hangover is trying to do. But I thought The Hangover was terrible.
Anyways, is he really the first one?
I didn't like it.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah, you're funny with movies, though, man. You are a weird character.
I'm a
usually your judgment is pretty decent, but when it comes to, like, comedies, you have this, like, I don't know, this snobbery about you that's quite disappointing. Like, Get Him to the Greek. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Movie.
Isn't that David
you
Seaman?
You did like that movie? Isn't
that
David Seaman
trilogy?
Oh, I thought...
Yeah. Get Him to the Creek.
Is there someone else? Was
sure as far as the David Seaman trilogy.
Maybe JK or Sharman hated that. I thought that was you that hated that movie.
No.
I saw The Revenant on the weekend, by the way. I thought Eric Cantona was great.
He was... Leo as The Revenant was at Leicester Man United the weekend. Did you see him? Oh, my God.
He's bedraggled, isn't he?
He looks horrible.
He does. He's like George Best. Late in his life.
What, actual Leo was?
No, Cantona.
Cantona
excuse me, yes.
At the game. Looked dreadful. Yeah, we got to get back to that soccer conversation about the boots.
I was just going to.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's a good little line.
Just going to recreate it before we move on past the title being won at Stamford Bridge.
We're not going to go past it. We're going to keep.
We should talk about that.
Well, but the actual
I rewatched the Villa Watford highlights for nothing.
Yes,
the hell, Troy Deeney.
You're a masochist. I don't know
Troy
what
Deeney.
You do. Fat Drake.
What a story.
Birmingham fan growing up, just loved
overshadowed by Vardy, maybe the second biggest story. Troy Deeney's
brace.
Well, when you see him in France, you know, in a couple of months, boy. He's come a long way, Troy. Yeah.
Back to your story.
So Cesc Fabregas, okay, and talking about them losing the plot and losing their heads. After the stamp, he gestured towards the referee. He'd thrown his hands in a fury, and he'd stepped away. And then he gestured kind of with, like, both feet, pointed towards both feet. And I thought he was, like, suggesting, pick a color. Take a red card or a yellow card.
Go yellow, go red.
Why do you wear mixed boots?
Mixed boots.
It's confusing, man.
Makes no sense, confusing. Mixed boots.
It debuted at the World Cup. That's when I first saw it.
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Like Ramos or some
twat. I think it was Puma did it.
Puma. I think. Oh, they are the same boots. It's not someone just mixing up a lot.
I think it was them, and I don't like it either. Yeah. Get on with it. You know, I'm a black boot kind of guy, you know that, but it was too much.
Is your daughter going to have colored boots?
Well, she's not, and that's the thing. She's playing in her first real soccer team this summer, and she needs to get boots, and I told the wife this. I know you've heard this before.
play it out. All right. No one else has heard it.
And you know, I told the wife, like, that's fine. We're getting real boots, but they're not going to be color boots. They'll be black boots. And I went on a big tangent, and the missus just
didn't get it. Yeah. What position does she play?
I see her as being a holding midfielder.
Holding midfielder.
She's only five, so probably at this point,
pressure.
I think at this point, they're all holding midfielders.
Yeah.
It's like going groups towards the ball.
Exactly. Yeah. They're all N'Golo Kanté. It's just packs after the ball everywhere.
I'd be fine with that. He's got a £20 million release clause.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently, so I'm fine if she gets a £20 million release clause.
I was thinking more Eric Dier, since you want her to be English. But
is he really English though? Is he? Is he really English?
To which talking about color boots. My nephew has color boots. He's like 7 or 8, and he plays travel rep. And I'd gone down to see him play. He lives in Windsor. And I couldn't believe him. What is he out there wearing pink boots for?
But he's got Dunlop blood, right? I mean,
he doesn't technically have Dunlop blood.
Yeah, it's funny.
By marriage and association.
Dunlop sent me a video of it, and I was like, he's got a snood, a hair part. He's got gloves on in May. I was like, what is going on here?
Colored
boots. I was like, this is unbelievable.
It was actually a video
and
of me.
He was just winded after 20 seconds and had to sub off. I was like, oh.
Again, video
incredible.
Video of
running in quicksand.
Video of 27-year-old
really
me.
Good. Oh, my God, he's awful.
Oh, my God, he's awful. He's wearing gloves.
That's Dunlop.
Well,
if we ever get you to play in a charity tournament again, then we'll get to, you know, we'll get to relive all this greatness
effects,
about my poor athleticism.
That's Dunlop. He's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
It would be a northern narrator, I hope.
It probably, yeah, it would be. Yeah.
A T-side,
right,
maybe?
So that's T-side. Where we're so no more terrible podcast trying to recreate
this is
20
where we,
minutes.
I had a great line, though, lined up, and I totally forget what it was now.
I swear to God, when you listen back to this, if you do that, you are going to hate this because we've smashed it over the head of trying so hard to recreate the greatness that nobody but Lance heard. Lance doesn't even give a when we talk about
it. There was an infamous podcast for the World Cup. Was it our first one, right?
The first one.
The first one
the
from this
World
very
Cup.
Studio, wasn't it?
It was down the hall.
Down the hall.
Remember,
was
I was bored operating.
And it was really good.
It was really
good.
It was
good.
Our first one. It was like 8 at night.
Body parts flying against the wall. It's like Baghdad.
But this was
ideal.
No, but this was after.
And we lost the entire thing, and we had to
do it again.
Do all over again.
And it was so crap.
It was so crap.
We did about, 28 minutes, I think?
Yeah, I think it was.
But that wasn't my fault. I wasn't board operating that. It was after that I became the board operator to try and ensure that didn't happen. But we literally, hey, good job, boys. Yeah, shake
Let's
hand.
Go for a
okay, everything good?
Right.
Didn't record.
What's going wrong here?
What?
Anyway, back to Leicester.
Dilly ding, dilly dong.
So what now for Leicester? That's the question, right? They'll get.
Where do they finish next season?
Well, that's
look
a good
ahead.
Question. Well, listen, they
hated doing it, but now that they've won the title, now we can already actually do it.
They're going to benefit about £150 million, right? So you get about 90 or so for winning the Premier League. Then the Champions League's worth about 30 to 40 million pounds, right? Plus add-ons here and there. It's about £150 million. So what? I don't know what the exchange is, but double that.
All right, our exchange, it's actually double. It's $300 million.
Stay goey. Yeah. Okay, stay. Okay, everyone stays.
Stay
okay.
I was going to say stay goey. Shall we stay
everyone
goey?
Everyone stays.
Why not do stay goey everyone with stays. Leicester? All right, so even Benjamin Chilwell?
No, okay, no.
No, you start any games.
And you let...
honestly, like...
All right, Christian Fuchs. Fantastic signing.
I don't think you get rid of anyone. I honestly don't.
I wouldn't get rid of anyone that featured.
Not any, like...
Gökhan Inler, let him go.
No, but you're going to need depth, though, right, next year. Really are. And there's reportedly this clause in Conte's contract. And
what's that?
That £20 million clause.
Oh.
He could be got at. And there's a lot of teams that want him right now. So they're going to lose probably one player, right?
Yeah.
I think they are.
Of Mahrez, Vardy, one contributing.
And I don't think it's Vardy.
No.
I don't think, I think Mahrez, everything I'm reading now suggests that he wants to re-sign and they're going to give him a real lucrative contract.
It would be amazing. It would be just, so, you want to see them re-sign all of these guys, have all these guys back. Just so that you see how it can go.
If it's Kante, right? They lost Cambiasso last year. And we said, oh, wow, that's a huge blow to them. They signed Kante, which has been brilliant. What's made this team is the scouting, right? So right now, they know the replacement for Kante if he's leaving. They know. He's probably plying his trade in the, I don't know, Centennial Park 3rd Division Indoor Men's League right now. They found him, and he's amazing.
All right, right?
They're not a Portuguese club. They don't know how to scout in the middle of the jungle or where no one would think to look.
Tobico? That's not the middle of the jungle, is it?
I'm just talking about places, the most obscure places and the most, you know, fantastic scouting system.
Well, they found Mahrez and Le Havre.
Yeah, but this was before the French realized that the Premier League TV money, there's not going to be any more bargains anymore. No Premier League club will be able to go to France and go, hello,
yeah,
we'll get him for half a million.
Everyone,
no. Everyone's paying $6 million minimum.
In fairness, the accent you threw there, like a Southern Englishman, when they knock on the door from an English club, it's usually a European accent because there's very few English people in power in English clubs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's usually like bonjour.
But that is how English people would speak French, though.
Yeah,
bonjour. Like bonjour.
Or Middle Eastern accent.
Sure, right. What your player. That's how that would come about.
That holding midfielder. He looks all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, Wes Morgan obviously stays, new contract, even though these guys are aging. But okay, what point do you say loyalty's dangerous here? We've seen other sports, haven't we? We see it a lot. We saw it with Chelsea, perhaps.
I suggested that you give, a few weeks ago, give everyone £100,000 a week and keep them together.
Yeah,
and you
said
that is ridiculous.
The thing is that this team won the title on not only everyone playing out of their skin, but just the togetherness and the camaraderie and that team dynamic. I mean, clearly, by the amount that these players cost and by just what they've done in their careers beforehand, this is not the best team on paper, obviously. They were going to, you know, finish 15th in most preseason predictions. So we know that to recreate this, it's going to take that togetherness and that spirit. I don't think anyone's going to think that they can win the title again, but to even finish in the top four again or
what should
be
the
involved,
goal be next year?
I think the goal should be to finish fourth, top four.
Absolutely.
Again, to be a Champions League team again.
Do you put your best
teams
out for the Champions League, though, and rest them for the...
I mean, I think that's the danger. You have to try to put your best team out for both of them. You're not going to go and field a weakened side in the Champions League, and you're not going to field maybe a bit weakened side in the Premier League in the lead up to the Champions League, but that's going to be the danger, right? And that's kind of another aspect of this season that helped them so much compared to their title challengers, that they didn't have other competitions to play in. They were out of all cups early, and they didn't have Europe to go to. And that's an excuse for the other teams that should be built to be able to handle all that and still challenge for a league title and beat a team like Leicester. It's so ridiculous we're talking about this.
Right? What's lost in this success is the abject failure.
Oh,
the
they lost in a replay against FA Cup.
You know, it's not good. You
Tottenham,
can't really be 100% happy if you're a Leicester fan because you're failure in the cups.
Let's be honest. I think
it's really Palace in the FA Cup final and... finish 17th.
Or Villa, they did that once. If before the season you said you win the Premier League or you make the final of the FA Cup, a lot of fans say, well, I want that day at Wembley. I want my day at Wembley.
Well, Claudio Ranieri is getting a £5 million bonus for winning the league. Imagine being like the agent in that negotiation. If you're like the chairman, sound like, yeah, go on, take $200 million if you win the league. Sure, we'll put that clause in.
Do what you want, yeah. Oh what God. Are the odds?
To go back to expectations, I think they fully expect to or would hope to remain a top four team. That's the goal, finish fourth. Mm. But as far as the Champions League is concerned, I don't think they have expectations to really get out of the group.
No.
It's put on a show, enjoy the experience, learn and build from it. If you get out the group, great. But to be honest, if your season ends in Europe in December, then you can...
I can't wait to see who they draw. I can't wait.
You want it to be Giants,
how does it work?
Do you not?
Is it because I'm they finish first that they get a better seed, right? Seed, a better pot? Is that how it goes?
We'd had this conversation and never got to the end of it. It used to be that way.
Place.
But remember when City kept getting the groupers of death,
so
even when they'd won?
So Leicester would have none and be in the worst pot because they've never been there?
Like, yeah, that has a bigger weight. Because remember there was,
but it's not the teams, though. It's the league, though, right? The Premier League has a high coefficient.
But because City hadn't been champions before, they didn't have, like, they didn't get into that elite champions pot, even though they were champions of England.
Right.
I mean, this is how they got drawn with Bayern and Napoli or whoever it was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go.
My internet isn't
keep
working.
Talking here.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out how Champions League
seeding
works.
They will be placed
works.
In the top Champions League pot.
There you go.
They will, because it's the Premier
probably
League.
Probably Man City, because they were winning the league, right, the year before.
It's the league's coefficient.
But that means no Barca. No Bayern, no super giant. That means it's a Shakhtar, the king power.
You saying Barca going to win the league? I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Still got two games to win. Yep. Atletico and Real are right
you're
there.
Gonna, listen, they could potentially still draw a group of death, let's be honest. Real Madrid could be there. You know,
I mean,
Russia,
it's going to be
could be there.
It's going to be good teams across the board. Yeah. I mean,
it's still going to be a fun draw.
It's going to be
a really
so
fun
intriguing.
Draw.
Sure.
Yeah. Be great.
I yeah.
Who do you send? Do you send Ranieri to, like, because you know there's going to have to be one.
He send his mum.
Yeah.
His 96-year-old mum. That's where he was yesterday. She's good luck.
Yeah.
Right, did we end up finding out where he was for the match? Was he on the plane?
He's in Rome. No, I think he landed during the game.
Because he was saying he was coming back.
He would do that.
He was coming back during the game, was what he was saying originally.
I think he landed before the game ended, but he'd been visiting his 96-year-old mum in Rome.
For her birthday.
I had this image of him sitting. I was watching in a bar in New York, actually, and I turned to someone next to me and said, what do you think Ranieri's doing? I had this image of him sitting in like a study. Like he's got this tiny little library the size of probably your bathroom at home, and lined with books, and he's got 7 or 8 little espresso cups everywhere that he's just been clattering the whole match.
Clattering, for sure.
Clattering.
For sure, clattering.
What are we doing in New York,
he's
Butters?
A clatterer, isn't he?
I think so. I think he would be. I went to visit a buddy. A buddy from England came over with his soon-to-be fiancé, dare I say. I think this is the trip. Although
soon-to-be
weird
fiancé? Fiancé?
Fiance? Was that like a song reference?
Like I'm gonna at some point ask you to marry me, but
yeah, like I'd imagine that
you
he would.
Got me yet.
I thought it would have been this trip overseas, but then he'd invited me and another buddy to come and join them in the middle. So I was like, well, maybe that's be a bit odd.
Oh,
whoa.
Seaman reference for sure. Come and join him in the middle
on the holiday. He's come across an ocean.
You marry that kind of girl?
Yeah,
kind
I don't know.
Good.
That's
don't
a
know.
Little much, right?
Good girlfriend.
Were there snuds involved?
Not sharing this link now, am I? Can't have.
Maybe a bull gag. Probably.
Can't have all of Shropshire listen to this.
So what's the point there, sorry?
I went to visit a buddy.
Into New York,
We went to the City Whitecaps game on Saturday in the Bronx, actually. God, it's weird to see football in that stadium. I've been to Fenway twice. I've never seen a Red Sox game. I've only seen soccer.
Kendall Waston, if he actually does a split, he can touch both sidelines, I think, in that field.
It also isn't even. I'm convinced it isn't even at both ends.
What about David Villa getting every call possible? He gets touched, he goes down, and the referee said, okay, yep, that's a free kick.
You've quickly noticed that was the case, but also you quickly noticed like how much, I don't think I've seen him in person before, and you could tell just how much better he is than everyone else, and God, Pirlo plays with such, I wouldn't say such little effort, it's not at all like he's lazy, but you can tell that he is not really stressed out to still string together the perfect passes and just avoid defenders. It looks like he isn't sweating.
Well, MLS is perfect for him. Walk in the park.
Looks like he could play at least 50.
How many times were you recognized as David Villa while your trip to
Well, I've got
York,
this
because you look
thicker
so
beard
similar,
now.
As you keep reminding us for the last few years.
No, it was a different time. I did look quite similar.
Well, you're both men.
Right.
About where it ends.
With some both Iberian heritage, and that's about it.
Huge quaff and hair part, and that's about it.
Quaff.
I was thinking about that today. There's, you usually complain it's too high.
It's pretty
you
big
sound
right
like
now.
An old
it's
Scottish
right
spot. It isn't big.
It is big.
It's just, there's a lot of weight
to you and
it,
Faisal.
God.
You could build a building out of that bad boy. Look at that.
This is where I've come to, where I get the comparisons to Faisal every day. That's great.
Yep. Yeah. We got distracted again, away from Leicester, didn't we?
So, nobody cares that we get distracted. No. They're more concerned when Dobby and I are all straight-lined when you're not here. Look at the numbers.
You've been the ones pulling it different directions today, not me. I've been trying to keep us on the tracks.
Oh, yeah.
On the rails.
Yeah, straight-nosed Charmin. Everyone calls you that.
What does this Leicester win mean for other teams and fans? is the hope now, or is it most fans are realistic? Well, it's a one-off.
What it means is that it gives fans hope and gives those people those unrealistic dreams, but what it means is nothing because it's not going to happen again.
I have no hope as a fan.
We're never going to... I mean, Man City, Man United, dare I say, Arsenal, and Chelsea are the teams that are going to... I know you said earlier, I don't know if it was on this creation of the pod or the last one, that Spurs could very well win it next year, but I don't think so. I think this was their chance this season, and I think next year the big boys, they're going to spend a ton of money this offseason. The Man Uniteds, the Man Cities, the Chelsea. I think that there's going to be some overhauls, and those teams are all going for it next year.
Sorry, all four of them could have new managers as well.
Yeah.
And so regardless of how much money they spend, because I don't think it's going to be like years past where because they'd finish out that they go and spend a ton. They might get that one
big money
player. I think
Pep comes
in and
overhauls and that Man City
will
look like a dominant force by the time the season kicks off.
Isn't there much to be said about a team like Spurs, a young team that know each other, have gelled together, like each other, have grown from this experience and what that means? Doesn't that give them almost a head start?
After Leicester wins, everything's out the window of what you think.
And not when Pochettino goes to Real Madrid in the summer.
I think he'll be re-upped.
I don't think he will be.
Oh, I do.
I think he'll have his head turned.
He's taken 3 years or thereabouts. He's just now got that team playing the way he wants it to play.
Yeah.
That team is built in his image.
But
I think he's just really now. That now is not the right time for him to move. It will be at some point.
Oh, of course
it's not the
now.
Right
but
time.
How many times have we had that conversation? And we had
Brendan
it with
Rodgers,
other
Paul
players.
Lambert.
I mean, it's the Fabian Delph example. Yeah, you could be comfortable at Villa and you're in a good situation. You're well paid, but you could be considerably better paid at a better place. And who's to say that you don't fit in there?
I think Spurs can very much compete financially with.
Yeah, but if you're a football manager, would you want to be the manager of Tottenham? Especially a Spanish-speaking one, or the manager of Real Madrid.
Well, I mean, the most unstable club in Europe. But you can't make transfers in the next two transfer windows.
But look,
the team has got an aging megastar who's bigger than the team.
I agree with what
both of
you
are saying. Why do you speak with such logic? You know that doesn't apply to this club.
I agree with what both of you are saying, because I can see why he would go, and I could see it potentially happening, because you're always going to want that. And you're going to want that upward move, and from Spurs to Real Madrid is an upward move.
Sure it is. But he's got...
Is it smart? No.
His team that's only going to get better playing Champions League football. He's got that already in his pocket for next year. Right? A team that came that close to winning the championship this year. He can be... And it's London. London
loyalty.
Counts a lot as well, right? I know Madrid's hardly a backwater, but London's a big city as well. Mm. It's a big club. They've got a new stadium too in the next 2 or 3 years, right? It's a good
time to
be a Spurs.
Is that done, though, that stadium deal?
I think it is. Very close. The rumors are they'll be playing at Wembley. Until it's built.
Right. And the land is nearby or on the same land?
I can't answer that. Oh. I think it's not the same land. No. They won't be knocking down White Hart Lane, I don't think.
Well, they got to put up some townhouses, right?
I just think with the TV money coming into the Premier League, right, it's going to be a different landscape sporting-wise the next few years, big time. The gap's going to shrink between the Reals and the English teams because of that.
I think so, yeah.
And I think if you're Pochettino, man, you're at the start of something pretty special.
You'd hope, but...
I just don't think that there is a person in elite sport that doesn't think, you know, that job's not too big for me. I know this is a long list of failures. I can be the difference.
Yeah, you could be right.
You know,
we're gonna find
if
out.
If CNN
won't
comes calling,
it won't be this year.
Oi, Carson, Anderson Cooper's retiring. We'd like you, Charmin. That's not your wheelhouse, but would you? Oh, they think I'm good. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, sure. Could have that go with that.
I couldn't do that. I'm terrified of war zones.
Maybe you didn't have to go. Put that clause in your contract. You just sit in
I'm
your
not going
studio.
Anywhere dangerous. No floods, no hurricanes, no earthquakes, no war zones.
You would be hilarious in a hurricane, though. Like the coverage, like Anderson Cooper when he's standing on the beach side, you would be like, quite funny.
Holy f***. This is terrifying. Get me out of here.
That's pretty good. Give me back to your toe.
Long as I said f*** there, can you make sure you peep that out? Thanks.
I'm just happy for once. I just hope this gets noted by our editor that I'm not the only one swearing on the
show. How would Sir Marvin take to that? I bet he doesn't like those kind of F-bombs.
If Sir Marvin got a hurricane, the hurricane would be second best.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Hey, did we talk about Lance's marathon in this show or the one that was deleted?
No, this one.
It was,
because the one was deleted, and then
I can't remember what was said when.
I know. Yeah, that's a sign you're getting old.
I say, yeah, one of the signs. I say this much. there's going to be a lot more betting on smaller teams next year.
Yeah, I know. It's already begun. I know on the Sheffield United forum that I'm on. And so people are already like, oh, let's pound on Blades to win it in 2020. Like, all right. Yeah, just save the money.
I'd read that this Leicester's win was going to cost the bookies like $10 million. And of course, the headline is like, oh, bookies are bleeding. £10 million. I thought, $10 million, that means that 50 people bet on them. And you're only out $10 million.
Yeah, right.
That's a pretty good scenario.
Quite a few payouts, though, I imagine, right? My buddy, he won, I think, in the end, $400. I forget what he bet in like October or November.
But how did he come across that? Did he bet everyone?
No, he just bet Leicester. They're in first place in whenever it was. I think it's December, actually.
Oh, okay.
So the fifth, they got in first place.
And what do you remember what the odds were? Because we had the conversation on this pod, and I said to you,
do the math.
I don't know why I didn't do it. Hindsight's 20/20, but just for the thrill of it, it was. I don't know if it was like February. It was after Christmas, it felt. And they were still 34 or 40 to 1.
There's still huge odds.
Who are favorites to win it now? To win next year?
For next season?
They're seventh favorites.
Seventh, are they?
Last I looked.
Ranieri says, by the way, he thinks, he goes, there's no way we'll win next year. He thinks we hope to finish around 10th. That's what he says. Here, Mourinho's comments, he's weighed in. Now, he's asked a question, so he's got to answer it. But really, just let Ranieri have this moment, can you?
What did he say?
He said, I lost my title to Claudio Ranieri, and it's with incredible emotion that I live this magic moment in his career. That's patronizing, isn't it? Oh, go away. Bloody commercials in my head.
Just ignore it. No one can hear it on the pod. No?
Okay. Mourinho, he doesn't like Ranieri, does he? And he's bitter.
He makes it about himself.
Of course he does. His title, yeah.
His title, live this magic moment in his career.
Helped Leicester win the title. My team came back against Spurs after they quit on me and didn't show any passion.
By the way, that performance, and especially Eden Hazard, comes on and looks like the best player in English football
doesn't it? It just says it all about Chelsea and Mourinho.
I said this on this pod with Charmin once. I don't think you were here. Stop me if you were, Dobby. But I said, if you're a fan and you look at the way things played out, and that's the perfect example, that match against Leicester, you must feel like they were throwing games. The start the season, and they always lost the ones that were like, oh my God, they lost to, I can't think of names, but it was always the most unbelievable upset, right?
Leicester.
West Ham. Yeah. Leicester.
But they were obviously a very, very unhappy team. Mm. And who knows who caused that, where it came from, but yeah. Just watching them yesterday, they looked really good at times, and Hazard comes on and I was just saying to Craig and Jerry, I was just saying, like, as he scored the goal, wow, look at Hazard, man. He's all over the place. Where was he? Well, boom, scores that goal. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, again, Pochettino will love him at Real next year. It'll be perfect.
Yeah.
I think. Can we get some tweets?
Yeah, yeah.
I tweeted out yesterday in thinking about Leicester's win, and someone had asked me to compare it to them in North American terms, and I come up with a new one. I said, be like you winning the Indy 500. In your Honda Civic.
That's a pretty good one. Actually.
I think that's pretty good.
Yep. It's not bad.
I'd said on the pod before, like, take any minor league team, take the Marlies, and get rid of every leaf and bring the Marlies
up.
Wait,
there would have been one of those tricked out Civics?
Not necessarily.
Like, sitting like a Tim Hortons parking lot in Mississauga.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, I don't
think like those, right?
I don't think it could be. It couldn't be a standard Civic, but it has to be
that
a proper
could be
Civic
Ryan
engine.
Dixon in the Indy. I don't know why. It's like an Indy driver, right?
Not Scott Dixon.
Elio Castroneves.
Mario Andretti.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Dixon's like a writer for Sportsnet or something.
Yes, I think
Scott
he might be.
Damn it. I was trying Scott to come up with a reference.
Mario Andretti, is that what you said?
Yeah, is he still racing?
Mario Andretti, no. He's an owner. His son, Marco.
Castroneves.
Is John racing?
Elio, yeah. He's a bit old, though.
John still racing?
John Andretti?
Will Power?
No, I don't think so.
Will Power,
but he's
Will
the nephew, Power right? Still? He's always been the nephew. He wasn't.
John?
John Andretti is the nephew.
Yeah, but he is racing, though. He won some races.
Mm.
Yeah, he won the Indy, I'm sure, in Toronto, didn't he? John?
John Andretti?
Oh, I'm
not
sure
the proper
did.
Indy. He may have won like the cart.
The Toronto Indy. The, like,
I don't think so.
Lights.
No,
series?
I know what you meant. But yeah, there was two leagues at one point.
Man.
We're really captain. This all started with me wanting
odds
to read tweets.
To win the Premier League next year. Tweets. Man City's 11-8, so big favorites actually.
Can you
on
read
Sky
it in American
right
terms? Okay, no one knows what these fractions are.
Okay, so that's like plus like 160 roughly.
You don't have an American current like switch?
No. Chelsea's 9-2. This is on Sky. So Chelsea's 9-2, which is like plus 450. Arsenal's third favorite, 13-2, which is like plus 650. Man United 7-1. Tottenham 8-1, Liverpool 9-1, Leicester 33-1.
Really?
33-1. Man City, massive favorites. So people were thinking along my lines, I guess, where Pep's going to come in and they're going to spend and overhaul. But those are that's huge favorite for Man City over the rest. Man United would be a pretty good shout. 7-1, because I think they're going to bring in a lot as well.
I don't know, though. I still think, and now those odds will change when they name Jose.
8-1, Charms.
I might put some money on Tottenham, you know?
8-1?
Yeah. It's not bad, is it?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I might put a dollar on them.
I think they're a bit more of a long shot.
I really do.
How about Southampton? 100-1. They might be next year's Leicester. They look good.
You know what? They might be. Potentially, if there's going to be another Leicester, which there's not.
Ever.
Who could it be?
Southampton would be the team for me because they've been very good for the last couple seasons.
Right, so they wouldn't actually be a Leicester per se.
No.
But they'd be the biggest outsider
that could be an outsider.
Yeah, but you're not going to get like a Burnley or someone who's just come up. It's going to be someone who's been, who's
it's not
figured
gonna,
out.
The problem is who's it's just not going to happen again.
Who's going to just escape relegation this year, right?
Newcastle.
Perhaps Newcastle, they couldn't be seen as being the Leicester because they're still a huge club.
Yeah, but this is what we're saying.
It's just not going to happen.
Couldn't be no, someone that's done it Leicester, but maybe maybe Stoke or maybe Southampton,
Crystal Palace.
Someone who gets the who
God knows
has been around enough to you know get the landscape.
That's so mind blowing. I can't believe we're just trying to.
Good
luck trying to find who's the next one. Yeah, good luck.
So I given the Indy 500 reference, and I'd asked people to come up with some other ones. And Jason Hindle tweeted, the Jamaican bobsled team winning Olympic gold. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
An English man in T-Dot, John Whitlock. Oh, big Villa fan. The Cleveland Browns winning the Super Bowl. Even that, I don't know.
A John Henry team is, oh, wrong team. Sorry. That's Browns. No, that's no. Randy Lerner.
Was. He sold it to a Steelers fan, and they've been worse ever since. I like Fab DeLeo's tweet. You making the NHL having only played ball hockey your entire life. Me making any sports team, regardless of whether it's for charity or semi-professional, would be a shock. Ryan Black tweeted, me going to a nightclub and walking out married to Kate Upton moments later. Yeah, that'd be a big one.
Yeah.
To which Sammy McSamface, oh, that's Tiger Sammy.
This is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, Sammy. There really isn't anything you can compare it to. That's what's so special about it. This will never happen again.
Tucker Sammy had another amusing one, though, didn't he?
Not that I saw. Not in relation to that. But here's one. We've already had the theme today. DJ Khaled winning the New York Marathon.
This might be my favorite.
Major key.
This might be my favorite tweet of the past 12 months. And it's by Tiger Sammy. So in quotations, Dad, tell me the story of when Leicester won the league. Well, son, it all started when Nigel Pearson's son racially abused a Thai hooker. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
That's really good.
What a
well, son.
Well, son.
See, so we had the movie comment already, or we did the movie pod, but Vinny Jones has been tipped to be in this movie. He has to be Nigel
tipped
Pearson.
Tipped by us, right?
Right? No, tipped to by, this was how our conversation started, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was some British filmmaker that was trying to put this together, and Vinny Jones had already committed to the project. Has to be Nigel Pearson.
Well, I was going to say, where
there's no one else.
Do you start the movie with the sex scene, the sex tape? Because really, I mean, that's a big moment. Pearson, who did a good job, right? Gets fired, in comes Claudia, right?
Yeah.
Big moment.
Yeah.
Right? Do you start with the sex scene?
You either do that, or if Pearson's not that much of a focus, then you start it actually in the Faroe Islands when they beat Greece 1-0.
Oh, that's good.
And Ranieri loses his job.
That's good.
That's the reason he's here.
You go that far back, do you?
It's not that far. It was months before.
Yeah, well, still. Yeah. It's still far back. I mean, it's what, 3 or 4 months before
Maybe you have both. Maybe that's how it starts. There's like, you know that dual scene where you're just like, oh, there's like this weird sex scene and there's this horrible football being played.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, that's disgusting. And so is the sex tape.
You interject it, you cut back and forth, but use the same music. It's like, what is this? And then
here.
It both plays out the same, ugh. And it leaves you with that feeling.
We've got some film directors on Twitter that follow us and listen.
Well,
I think Justin Chambers, I think, is one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
We are happy to be paid.
Yeah, we are. That's a great idea. Start with that kind of split screen type thing, going back and forth, back and forth.
What can we give? We
a great line, which I can't say right now. I can't say it. I'm going to say it off air, but I can't say it, but it's so good. Anyway.
Footy Show Films.
That's good
that should be the new company. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Huh?
Hey, Sharms, we'll go to, like, Africa and do, like, a night. Remember we talked about doing that way back in the day?
I just got, okay, I just say it.
What Sorry, he has say, to say.
No, I just say, if we're doing the sex scene, who's going to play the tie hooker?
I have no idea. Who would you suggest?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
The
anyway,
same girl from Very Bad Things.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that on this rendition of the pod, The Very Bad Things, or was that on the
old one? Very Bad
I don't remember.
Things. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, people have to go.
We talked about Very Bad Things, the movie, and how...
On one of these the Jamie podcasts. Vardy the one that got deleted party. Or this one?
The Jamie Vardy kitchen party.
Oh, yeah.
Reminded
I hope
me
it
of
was
Very
on
Bad
this
Things
one.
When the, things? The guys... Yeah, The Hangover. Wasn't that this show?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, well it was really good pot, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
Tom
it was.
Said that Very Bad Things is a good version of The Hangover.
Yeah, I was like,
he's not a fan of
The
Hangover.
It's good. But if we've had this conversation, what do you think, Lance?
Say again, Lance.
Was it on this podcast?
Oh, it was this one, right?
Hey, okay, can we tell Lance that he's allowed to press like the on-air mic? You don't have to just speak to us, Lance. Like, we value you as a... Yeah. You are a contributor to this show. In fact, this show wouldn't exist.
You're in a marathon, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, you are an official member, so no longer just speak to us. Let the masses hear voice of Lance.
By the way, Lance, come on. Has your heart rate come down yet, or is it still like beating like crazy?
Oh, it came down after the race. It's fine now.
Oh, there he is.
Any blisters?
No blisters, just
chafing?
Tight leg muscles.
Oh, yeah? No chafing. No chafing?
Do you want to check if I'm chafing?
Yeah. Did you wear those nipple pads?
Yes, I do.
You do, right? Yeah? I would have to as well, man.
Do you wear those at Muay Thai or what, James?
I might have to start, actually.
At Dragons on the Danforth?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Seen Cox Win Woodbine?
Sir Marvin?
Yeah. I just don't understand.
I think we're out of time. I think this is going off the rails here.
Going off the rails.
I think we gave Leicester fair play, though.
We did.
It's the biggest story in sport this year.
Other than Austin Matthews coming to the Leafs.
That's
which
my,
must
that's
your
my
be
bits
your bits
and bobs.
And
bobs. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I haven't been that excited. I was so nervous on Saturday.
I bet you were.
Oh, my God. It was like
espresso cups everywhere just clattering.
Because I had to resign myself to fourth overall. I resigned myself. It's going to happen. Right? And that's just that self-hatred as a Leaf fan. To get a bit of luck. 9% it came down to. 9% chance. Mm. That line will draw. And assuming it's Austin Matthews. Although, Patrick Laine looks like a better interview, that's for sure. Austin Matthews, man. He has not got, as I mentioned on Twitter, so much of an effervescent personality.
That's good. Sometimes in Toronto, that might work.
Could be right. But Laney looks like quite the character.
Yeah.
I think that Matthews really wanted to go to Phoenix.
Maybe.
I think
probably.
His
boyhood club.
There.
Well, boyhood city, obviously.
He'd probably there. A bit disappointed that I don't think he's going to be playing for Mike Babcock.
What's your bits and bob? Got any?
I'd
add
a shout
one.
Out to Jerry.
Yes.
Retiring.
Happy trails.
That is a bombshell yesterday on the show. Jerry, after 18 years at Sportsnet, 37-year career, the voice of soccer in this country as well, last 18 years, stepping aside. And I think we're going to get Jerry on the Thursday podcast pretty soon and talk about some of his great moments and bad moments, generally speaking, beside myself, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. The last couple of years, yeah. That's probably why he wanted to retire, to be fair.
Yeah. I drain people.
He said it on the show. He's like, I'm sick of working with you. And he was looking kind of through.
Yep. Right, yeah.
Korea?
No, I can really grate on people.
Mm-hmm.
Some said that my sarcasm is cringeworthy on Twitter recently. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's good.
It's amazing that we're still friends with you, to be honest.
Well, are we though? Really?
I'd love to retire, but I'm only 32,
so
can't happen
Jerry,
yet.
I know. Yeah. I was talking to him about
very
plans,
jealous.
Man. I think, man, I want that life.
Yeah. How many cottages? Yeah, 2, 3, well, one in Florida.
You know us, on air types, we're paid millions and millions of dollars every year, so Jerry's got a cottage and a condo and apartment in several cities.
Mm, perfect.
Around the world.
Living like a rap star.
Yep. Mm. All right, listen, we're out of time. I hope you enjoyed that. You probably didn't. We're back next Monday. Would that be the last one or maybe two more, I guess, right? Before the season ends?
Yeah, there's two more.
I guess we'd hope to try.
I'm here next week, but I'm in New York for the final weekend of the season, so I won't be here
on
the Monday.
For personal or professional reasons?
Personal.
So your last podcast is next Monday.
Yeah, well, we could probably do one after the FA Cup and looking ahead to the Champions League final and stuff,
and
right?
And Euros coming up, we might do
we'll
something around there.
Since I had to explain my reasoning for being in New York, please tell the masses about the Electronic Music Festival that you'll be attending.
That's it.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Also, you might not be around for the FA Cup podcast.
No, he might die on Staten Island.
Yeah.
Right? Is correct. It Electric Zoo on Staten Island?
No, it's EDC New York at Citi Field.
Oh,
yeah.
At Citi Field.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
In memoriam, Thomas Dobby.
Yeah.
It's a nice young man.
It was a nice young man.
What a waste. A waste.
He's in a ditch
somewhere.
How many
young men must we lose this way?
He's in a ditch somewhere.
Before we take action.
Yes.
Well, you're a proper
politician. It's electronic music.
Hey?
victims strewn everywhere.
We've spoke about things that you might do after this job. I think politics is your way to go.
Perhaps, yeah. I might get into EDM.
There you go.
Yeah.
James Sharman, MP.
Some dude with a mouse in his head can do it. Why can't
DJ.
I? All right. Thank you, Lance. Congratulations. As I mentioned before, without doubt, the most impressive moment of my broadcast career, hearing that our producer for this show ran the marathon. I can barely pronounce it. Dobby Dunlop. Why even talk to me?